my response to your question is I'm stunned. And the reason I'm stunned is that we at the North American Mission Board, in the same way that the Home Mission Board had, have a cooperative agreement with the state, the Baptist General Convention of Texas, and that is out of my office, out of whoever's president, and that sets out guidelines for a very strong cooperative working relationship. We have, in fact, one of the men in our staff heads up what is called a team of strategic coordinators. We have four. Each one of those four deals with approximately 10 state conventions or fellowships on the behalf of the executive office to make sure that those cooperative agreements are gone over, reviewed, worked together jointly with whatever state convention or fellowship that is. All the cooperative funding that is done and has historically been done between former Home Mission Board, now North American Mission Board, is a joint process between North American Mission Board and the state convention. Meetings that are within the state that are funded jointly are all done jointly. And I would say that I think it's in a week, ourselves, our leadership team, the leadership team for the International Mission Board, and the leadership team for Lifeway gets together on a yearly basis now for several years with the Baptist General Convention of Texas, where we attend and basically they guide the agenda and we are there to respond and talk with them about whatever they want to talk with. In addition to that, they, with the committees that they have and the subcommittees of touching base and reviewing all the entities that they've recently done, they ask us on pretty short notice to come and meet with them. It caused us some radical changes of already in long set calendaring. We had to cancel some long standing engagements we had to try to meet their timeline, which we did a week ago and met with them for almost 6 hours at their building. So there is always have been and continues to be ongoing relationships and dialogue a lot and partnership by the cooperative agreement. So I'm sort of stunned. I don't know. I don't know what in the world she would have been referring to. I really don't.
With regard to the IMB partnerships, just in overview, we've seen the number of volunteers over the last 10 years go from 6 years to go from 10,000 to 20,000 and escalated 25% last year to over 25,000 short-term volunteers. And I just got a report left this week that we've already exceeded the total number for all of last year in volunteers. And I don't know the breakout by states, but I know that has not diminished in terms of projects nor number of volunteers from Texas. We're delighted that Don Sewell and Joe Bruce in the partnership office both came to Texas from our staff and are very closely connected. There's a lot of travel, interconnection, communication. They both affirmed their commitment to do partnership missions through the International Mission Board, working with our people on the field. So we feel that it's stronger than ever, and just grateful for that partnership.